State leaders in New Jersey and New York are trying to reassure residents that the potential Supreme Court decision to overturn Roe v. Wade won't affect their access to abortion. Here's Governor Phil Murphy from earlier today.
This decision will have no impact on New Jersey state law or the full right to reproductive freedom under our state law.
Murphy and lawmakers codified abortion rights into the state constitution this year. But a flood of patients experiencing unwanted pregnancies in nearby states where reproductive rights are more restricted may soon head to New York and New Jersey with the hopes of receiving abortion care. Here to talk about how some healthcare providers are preparing is Caitlin Wojtowicz. She's the Vice President of Public Affairs at Planned Parenthood Action Fund of New Jersey. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
I imagine it's incredibly busy and also demoralizing time for all of you right now. Do you know if clinicians and providers in your networks have been hearing from patients that are concerned about the news and also their upcoming abortion appointments or the future of abortion access generally?
I think today was another in a long line of disheartening days that we've had to face at Planned Parenthood and as folks who stand for reproductive rights over the past few months and years, even as we've seen states race to restrict abortion access and push it further out of reach. I think most folks today woke up seeing the news shocked, disappointed, but unfortunately not surprised, as we know that this was coming for a long time.
Yeah. Can we make it clear for listeners right now, what does someone do who is seeking an abortion in New Jersey?
Here in New Jersey, thanks to the Freedom of Reproductive Choice Act, which was signed in January of this year, anyone in New Jersey has the right to access abortion. Anyone who comes here for care has the right to an abortion. And I also want to be clear that abortion is still legal across the United States right now. Until the final decision comes down, abortion remains legal in all 50 states. And in New Jersey, it will remain legal after that as well. So if someone is seeking an abortion in New Jersey, they could go to their provider and get a referral to a physician or a clinician that provides the care. And of course, they can come to any of the Planned Parenthood health centers in New Jersey and get the care that they need and deserve.
Caitlin, as you well know, legality is not necessarily the same thing as access, right? And that's especially true for cost. What happens in New Jersey when someone can't afford to get an abortion?
Rights without access are frankly meaningless. And so in New Jersey, if someone doesn't have insurance at Planned Parenthood, we don't turn folks away. There are also funds in New Jersey, the New Jersey Abortion Access Fund, which can help folks for their abortion if they need it. And then, of course, we are fortunate in New Jersey that Medicaid will pay for abortion care. However, if someone can't access insurance or Medicaid, largely because of their documentation status or because they're an undocumented immigrant in our state, there is no coverage for them currently.
Are there options for somebody who is coming from out of state? Again, as we mentioned, folks are preparing for an influx of patients from other states where access is more restricted. Is the process of getting funds, if you don't have money for it, different for patients who might need funds to travel?
So right now, there's nothing in our state in terms of state programs that would help someone who's coming from out of state. We've seen other states like California put something in place. Unfortunately, New Jersey doesn't have anything like that right now. For someone coming out of state, they would work with our providers and local abortion funds like any other person coming to New Jersey. The real barrier for those folks is, frankly, just getting here.
How are all of you thinking about trying to prepare for a potential influx of out-of-state patients if the Supreme Court does follow through with its leaked opinion?
Well, what I can say is we've already started to see an influx of patients from out-of-state. We've always had the typical folks coming from, you know, Pennsylvania, because maybe the closest health center was in Trenton. But we've already seen, after what happened in September in Texas with SB 8, folks coming from there and from other states. So we know that this is going to continue to happen, and it's likely going to increase. What I can say in terms of how we've tried to prepare for this moment, we were lucky enough last year to have the Board of Medical Examiners rescind a restriction on physician-only provided abortions, so that now we are training advanced practice clinicians, such as nurse practitioners, physician's assistants, so that they can now provide the procedure of an in-clinic abortion, which is going to greatly increase the provider network and hopefully help with the volume of patients that we expect we may see here.
Caitlin Wojtowicz is the Vice President of Public Affairs at Planned Parenthood Action Fund of New Jersey. Caitlin, thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Sean. Have a great day.